Hello, everyone. Welcome to AstrologyNewsReport.com. Today is December 15th, 2013.
Presenting an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology.
I'm Ron Berger.
And I'm David Anton Savage. Let's take a look at the week that was. And for the last few weeks, we have been pointing out that the ongoing opposition of Mars and Uranus will likely produce some unexpected violence. Well, last week, there was certainly an instance of that. In North Korea, Jang Song-taek, uncle and mentor of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, and previously considered by all to be the second most powerful man in that secretive police state, was arrested, swiftly convicted of being a traitor, and then he was summarily executed. And believe it or not, one of his listed crimes was half-hearted hand clapping.
He executed his own uncle for unenthusiastic hand clapping. Now, these vicious, brutal North Koreans, they don't fool around. When they decide you are out, you are literally taken out. Venus went into Saturn sign Capricorn on December 5th, forming a Parivatna Yoga with Saturn, which is in Venus's sign Libra. The two planets are in a pattern of mutual influence. Venus is the planet of agreements as well as finance. Saturn is realistic and restrictive. Last week, a new budget deal was unveiled in Congress, coming from two of the key players on both sides of the aisle, Patty Murray, the Democrat head of the Budget Committee in the Senate, and Paul Ryan, her Republican counterpart in the House, emerged from their weeks-long behind-closed-doors negotiations with a bipartisan budget proposal, which had enough compromises in it to make it unpalatable to just about everyone. Right-wing groups proclaimed it dead on arrival. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi advised her Democrat caucus to vote yes, putting it this way, and I quote, "Embrace the suck."
I really think that's amazing.
She's great. Right.
But would it pass when put to a vote? If it doesn't, we are in for a replay of last October's government shutdown circus. The last shutdown ran congressional approval ratings down into the single digits. So Saturn, that's realism, suggests we have to avoid that scenario again. And the Congress critters want to get this done so they can adjourn for the holidays. And so Saturn's realism did indeed prevail. The House voted overwhelmingly to pass the budget, and they all split for the four directions. And a good thing, too, because in another week, the planet of agreement, Venus, begins its retrograde phase, which would be thumbs down on getting agreement on anything.
Okay. So Mercury and Mars have been in each other's signs for the past couple of weeks. Mercury in Scorpio is the planet of data, operating in the sign of secrets. Mars in Virgo equals the planet of war in the sign of analysis. A couple of weeks ago, it was learned that the NSA was collecting cell phone locations of everyone in the world, and this past week it comes out that they have also been tracking all of you Warcraft gamers. Yeah, that's right. According to documents published in The Guardian and The New York Times, the National Security Agency apparently infiltrated the database of the massive community of online games, such as World of Warcraft and others in the Xbox Live console network.
Truth is, these computer war games do attract real-life terrorists who need an outlet for their energies during those times when it's inconvenient to be placing their next IED. Huh. Or maybe they need to experiment with various plots and disguises. Turns out, even Hezbollah has produced its own video war game called Special Forces 2. So it does make some sense that the Super Snoop Agency might want to check out who's been playing around on the virtual battlefield. Still, it would be nice for some of the billions in tax dollars spent on paranoia to go into rebuilding America's roads and rail instead of the Big Brother watchtower.
All right. Venus is the planet of finance, and Saturn is the energy of restriction. The two planets are in each other's signs, thus forming a special relationship with each other called the Parivatna Yoga. The restriction of the financial world manifested last week as the implementation of the Volcker Rule, named for the former Federal Reserve Chairman Paul Volcker. The Volcker Rule draws a line between everyday banking and banks gambling at the Wall Street casino, that is.
Yeah.
The idea being to avoid a repeat of the financial collapse of 2008. It is part of the Dodd-Frank financial overhaul law, which was passed by Congress 3 years ago.
Another angle on this is found by referencing the USA chart. The fifth house is the house of speculation, therefore the stock market, which in the USA chart is Aries. Saturn, the planet of limitation and control, is transiting in Libra, therefore opposite to and affecting the USA fifth house. By the way, the fifth house being ruled by Mars, the current major period ruler for the USA, is already activated, therefore more receptive to the influence of Saturn. Also, let's not forget, Ketu, the universal unhinger, is presently transiting in Aries, another indication that some sort of loss or diminution of activity related to the sector of the chart.
All right. Last week, we predicted that the Mars transit in the 10th house of the USA chart, opposing Uranus transiting in the 4th house, was going to manifest as trouble for the opposition party. And so it has come to pass. The new budget deal has become a stick of dynamite for the GOP, bringing into sharp focus the schism between the far right of the Republican Party, which opposes the budget deal, and the more mainstream conservative Republicans, including the House leadership, which supports the budget. The Tea Party conservatives don't see enough debt reduction in this proposed budget, whereas Johnny Boehner, Paul Ryan et al. Support it due to political realities, i.e. not wanting to piss off the voting public with another government shutdown.
Yeah, how low can they go in the ratings?
Too bad.
Well, what happens when Venus, the planet of appearance, transits into your first house, your rising sign? People see you. You become more visible to others. For example, we need look no further than the President of the United States, Barack Obama. Appearance matters. Venus entered Capricorn, Obama's rising sign, on December 5th. Last week, President Obama journeyed to South Africa for the memorial service for Nelson Mandela. Venus manifested for Mr. Obama by creating an appearance, and not a particularly favorable one. The president was caught shaking the hand of Raul Castro, president of Cuba, supposedly an avowed enemy of the United States. Then, on top of that, President Obama was photographed taking a selfie with the Prime Minister of Denmark, along with David Cameron of Britain. All of them appeared to be really enjoying themselves at what one would think was a somber gathering. Both photos were seen all over the world and used by the conservative media as examples of how off-base Mr. Obama has become of late.
All right, and so we conclude this week's review of the week. Be sure to click in with us next week.